If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 263.
This is a podcast where two drunken boneless ladies play retro games for your amusement. I am boneless lady number one. My name is Drake.
And I am boneless lady number two. My name is Earl. And I feel like boneless lady could be taken in several different ways.
But in this way, I mean Samus clearly has no bones.
Yes.
Because she... Forms into this tiny little ball. Like, even if her suit can do that, like, she still has bones.
Right.
You can't just, like, form into, like, you know, form of a tiny ball.
She's really, really flexible.
I mean, she's the most flexible human being on the
I don't even know if Samus is a human being, actually. She might be, but... I assume she's
They
still call
like...
her the Hatchling in Metroid Prime, which is what we're going to be continuing playing today. Let's see. I'm all thrown off. We haven't done this in a while, Revelers, so we're back.
We're back. Have we recorded since we saw Tool?
I don't think so. We went and saw Tool, which was sweet. It was like, so Drake and I saw Tool like in October of 2019.
Halloween of 2019.
And it was in Madison just before the pandemic hit. And then we saw them just like a little while ago when they were here in Minneapolis, and it was pretty much the same show, but a few different.
It was the same stage setup and everything, but a different playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they definitely did not play The Grudge the first time.
No, they didn't.
Did this time.
Yeah,
man.
The Grudge
is my favorite fucking song. Yeah, I think it's probably the best.
It's so fucking good. It's
definitely up there.
Yeah, Lateralis. Great album all around.
Oh, 100%. Probably my favorite album of all time.
Yeah.
Of any band.
Woo, bold. It's probably in my top five, but I don't know if it's my favorite. But anyway, yeah, we went and saw Tool, which was sweet.
It was sweet.
I had dinner with our producer Nathan last weekend, which was excellent.
I did not make it.
So shout out to Nate. What's up, bro? Good to see ya.
Never gonna hear this though.
Yes, he is. I'll get him out. Anymore. I will get him out. All right. You know, life sometimes happens. Anyway,
yeah. You know what else happens though? Life finds a way.
It does. Jurassic Park. That's from Jurassic Park.
That is
cool.
We're not playing the game yet.
Okay. We're gonna play a game later on in the show. But yeah, Revelers. This week we're gonna be continuing Metroid Prime on the GameCube. Our first GameCube game we've played on the show. But before we get there, besides Tool, how's it going, Drake?
It's going good. Besides Tool, not a ton to report or going on. Just kind of, you know. Whole work life balance thing,
yeah,
you know.
Trying to figure that out. Yeah.
Just, you know, working, living. I feel like
it's funny. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just, I've been working longer than you have, and so like, I've got that kind of figured out how to.
Well, right. I haven't. It's fine.
I know. But like,
I went from, you know, very little work to then like part time work, but at part-time work and school, which made everything seem like full-time.
Way too
everything
much, yeah.
And then now full-time work, you know, 5 days a week
at
sometimes
the old hospital.
Yep. And working at a hospital, you know, being a doctor,
being just Dr. Jurek over here,
being down in surgery. Yeah. Just like stepping in, just being like, let me show you how
I got
this.
This
all right,
I got this.
Think I've seen enough. You take this, you jab it into the spine, and you whack on it with a hammer.
That's what they do, you
sometimes
say. Yeah, like you told me once that they just like literally like fucking bang a chisel in there or something.
Sometimes
like,
they're
to split open ribs or some
well,
shit.
Well, no, like, I mean, like into the person's like spine. Yeah. So, like, sometimes it's like compressed and they're trying to like separate the vertebral bodies. So then
the
you can
vertebral
get a,
bodies.
Yeah, so then you can get a spacer in there.
Oh,
to
shit.
Space them out more.
Yikes.
Or you're just like chipping away at pieces of it. Like today I was in one and he was just like I don't know. I don't exactly know what he was doing, but at some point he just like had essentially pliers and just grabbed a hold of a piece and just like wiggled it and like ripped off this like part of this dude's spine, as far as I can tell. That he like is... set it there. I had a student with me and she's like, what did he just like pull out of there? I'm like,
I don't know.
I think it was a part of his spine. But
seems like he might need that.
I feel like you want that in there still. I don't know why he just like wiggled it and ripped it out of there.
You ever just like pick up the pieces they take out and be like, here, I think you misplaced this. Like, you should put that back in.
I don't. Oh, okay. I don't touch anything.
You don't?
Because everything's sterile.
Ah, like, right. Okay.
I follow the rules. I try to touch nothing that I'm not supposed to.
Okay.
Basically everything that is draped in a blue colored cloth of some sort.
That's off limits.
Don't touch it.
Got it.
Don't even rub up against it.
And otherwise, what happens if you like stumble and you like accidentally put your hand on it to steady yourself?
I don't know. I know I have been told like if you do accidentally like touch something that you're not supposed to, tell somebody immediately. Like they might get mad at you or whatever, but
then
like,
they can get it cleaned and
they can get it cleaned and not infect the patients.
Okay. Well, anyway. Cool.
But yeah, just working, living,
doing the thing.
Maybe spring is here.
It's like coming. It comes and goes.
It does come and go. Yeah. It came for a little while and then it went away and we got like an inch of snow the other day.
And they're like, but it was like weird snow. It was like super slushy and wet and gross and ugh. I think though, I don't know. We hopefully are done with the snow. I'm knocking on wood now.
It's supposed to snow again. I think this weekend.
Next week,
but...
next week. My work is supposed to get a new roof, and god damn it, of course it's going to fucking rain and snow all week. That means it's just going to push it back. Ugh. Oh well.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I was just telling Drake before we started recording, Kat and I are considering adopting a cat, which is pretty exciting. I've never had a cat. I'm not really a cat person.
Huge mistake.
No. I mean, but I don't know.
I just don't like cats.
Yeah, I don't know. They're fine. They're, I'm excited about it.
You never saw me again.
Well, no, just think we could be recording. There could be a little cat just sitting right here, just chilling. We'll get a little tiny microphone for it. And then we can hear it go like, or something. I don't know. I think that's what cats do.
I think that's the sound they generally make.
Yeah. Or they like purr, but I don't know how to make a
they
purr.
Do purr.
Like purr.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah. Like that.
Cool. Anyway, so that's pretty exciting. We went to like the Humane Society and we like looked around. They're actually surprisingly like the Humane Society had like very few cats and very few dogs. Like a lot of people are adopting animals right now.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know. But we found one online and we filled out an application and hopefully we get to meet the cat soon and see if we're a good fit, you know.
Like a kitten?
No, we're actually looking for more of an adult cat. That way,
like one that's like 16, 17.
Yeah,
got, like
got a couple
weeks,
months.
Few weeks
months,
left
yeah,
to go.
You know? No. Just like I think the one we're looking at is like 2 or 3 or something, and maybe 5. I don't know. We've looked at a lot of cats. Like online, there's this website called Pet Finder, and it's just like there's so many, and like you can search all sorts of different criteria, like young ones, adult ones, sick ones. you can search for whatever you want. So we've looked at a lot, but we actually inquired about one the other day. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, so that's kind of my big news. We're gonna adopt an animal, hopefully.
Have you considered a hamster?
I had a hamster growing up. I had a hamster for a month and we had to get rid of it.
Killed it?
No, we got rid of one of my mom's coworkers took it in because every single time, like I wanted to touch it and pick it up and
it bit you
every fucking time. And it just like
hamsters just don't like being held.
Ugh. Well, I wanted to hold my hamster.
Well, of course you do.
His name was Cooler. He was awesome.
Clearly, he wasn't awesome. He bit you every time.
Yeah,
you tried
I know
to
he
touch
fucking
him.
Bit me every time. I only had him for a month or something, but I just wanted a cool hamster. But
Abby always tries to get me to get us a hamster.
Get a hamster.
I don't think she really wants one, but who knows? She might. She,
I saw some pictures.
She grew up with lots of rodents, and she loves hamsters and rats and guinea pigs. And
well, I might know a guy who's got a line on some baby lab rats.
I don't want them.
Okay.
I don't want those.
I don't know. Cat came home the other day and was like, should we adopt some baby lab rats? And I was like, no, no, we should not. I don't want rats. And she doesn't want rats
what
either.
What kind of tests have they been?
I don't think these ones have been tested on. They're just like ones that lab rats.
Thought maybe they were like super smart or something. Yeah.
They actually talk, which is, it's really weird.
They're plotting to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I did see a picture online the other day, Drake, of your two dogs being pretty cuddly.
Yeah. Lily was just laying right on top of Marla.
I feel like, was that the first time ever?
It's happened a couple times, but not a lot.
Okay. Okay.
Marla's just laying there like, oh my God, now I can't move. Because if I do, she's going to attack me.
Oh. Is Lily be the bully?
Oh, yeah. 100%. That little 4-pound dog is fucking psychopath.
Oh, funny. Anyway, though, Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
Yeah, I tried. I started a couple games and then I promptly stopped.
Okay, cool.
So I started playing
like every single game I've ever played.
Yeah. So I started playing Octopath Traveler.
Oh, you did?
Because it's on Games Pass.
Ah. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's on Xbox now.
Oh, yeah.
It was originally a Switch.
I think it was like a launch.
Launch it, or
exclusive
like,
or something.
Timed exclusive.
Timed
or something.
Exclusive, yeah.
But yeah, it's on Xbox. So I assume it's on PlayStation as well.
Sure.
But it was on Games Pass. And it's been on there for a long time, for a while. And I keep being like, this game always did kind of intrigue me,
I just don't know.
I
just couldn't get into
and
that.
It's cool. Like I love the art style. I really do. Like the way that game looks is super cool.
It makes me think of like if the Super Nintendo had like 5 more years, games might have actually looked like that. You know, like I don't know.
If they were ever to like remake Chrono Trigger or something, just remake it. I mean, it's still pixel and like 16-bit right. but make it look like that. I don't want it to look realistic, but it looks super cool. I do really like the combat system and everything. I just like the story is just weird because you pick one of, you know, eight characters to start as, and then you go around and you collect all the other eight characters, but each character just kind of has their own story going
on.
Yeah,
they're not really connected.
And as far as I can, I have one character left to. I mean, I haven't played now in weeks, but I have one character left to collect. But it's just even when you do meet this new character, it's like you're just playing their story, and they don't even really acknowledge your other characters, or they're not part of. They don't get brought into the conversation and the story of anything.
Right.
It's. You do like chapter one of everybody's story, and now you have all eight people with you, and then each person now has a marker somewhere on the world map to like go here for the next part of their story. But
do you have to do all eight of them?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it you know, like, you know, my starting character.
Which one did you choose?
I don't even remember now. She was a hunter.
Ah, okay. I think I chose the thief guy. When I played the demo, I think there was only three options in the demo or something, but
so like I did, you know, her first chapter or whatever of her story, and then I think I could just go straight to her other one, but it's marked as like you should be level 22.
Oh,
to,
it tells
to go
you
here.
That.
It tells
oh,
you.
That's
it
nice.
Even tells you in certain areas when you're going in there, like minimum level. You know, 20
otherwise
or something. So I went into a higher level area. I was like, let me just see. Like, if I can kill these people, maybe I get a ton of experience points and one move and they just wipe my whole team out. And
wasted,
like, okay,
right.
Nope.
Yep.
Can't do that. So yeah, it seemed like I said, it has cool aspects, but when it comes to an RPG, I do like having a more of a story, and all their stories also just none of them really were appealing to me.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just stopped playing.
I think Nate played it quite extensively.
According to the playtime on the Switch that I've seen, I think he played either all through the whole thing, or at least pretty far.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, after, I played probably 9-10 hours of it. Each person's first chapter is probably takes you about 2 hours or so.
Okay.
And then I was doing a little bit, or an hour, hour and a half or something, and doing some, like, level grinding.
Sure,
whatnot.
Sure.
I mean, it's fine, but yeah. it just wasn't drawing me in to want to keep going.
Now, did it make you really want to play Project Triangle Strategy?
No.
Okay.
I looked at that. And okay. While I like the art style, I don't like that type of combat, because
that's like a strategy
yeah. Like
it's like type Fire Emblem, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's how those kind of games are.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by Live Alive.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. That was announced in a direct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I think that's a remake.
It's a similar art style, but it's a remake of an older
Japanese, like,
Super
only game,
Nintendo,
I think.
Or
yeah, yeah,
something game that only ever came out in Japan.
Okay, interesting. I
so
forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Is it out? Is
I don't
one?
Think so.
Oh, okay. Huh.
I'm not sure when it comes out, but yeah. I know people have talked about that game being really cool in the past and whatnot, and
yeah,
the art style, again, it's that same style and everything, and it looks really cool. So we'll see. I'll maybe look into that.
Excellent.
But who knows? Maybe I'll be playing my new Xbox Series X.
Oh, yeah, you got an Xbox Series X.
I finally
X.
got one of those.
Is that, did
although I,
say that
I do
right?
not have a 4K TV yet.
Oh, okay.
So
you're
actually
not fully utilizing.
Yeah, I'm not fully utilizing it, but it was it was finally available on Amazon. I was like, I have not seen them for sale, like, anywhere on Amazon ever, so I'm just gonna buy it, and that way I just have it.
And it came pretty quickly from
I bought
understand.
It at 3:00. On Amazon yesterday afternoon. It showed up at my house by like 7:30, 8:00.
That's so crazy. We live in the fucking future. I'll just order this thing and it's here instantly.
It's here within four right. and a half, 5 hours.
Cool. Well, yeah, you'll have to keep us posted on Xbox Series Series S, 1X.
That's the one.
Cool.
Yep.
What
about you, man?
Well, I've been
same old. Cool. Let's play Metroid.
Yeah. Smash and Animal Crossing. No, I've been playing Kirby and the Forgotten Land, the new Kirby game, on Nintendo Switch, and 3D Kirby is fucking awesome. It is. I'm having just a blast with it. It's super fun. Each level, you have to rescue the Waddle Dees, and so there's like five of them hidden throughout, and then there's like three other challenges that you just kind of, they don't tell you what they are. Like, sometimes you just do something and it'll be like, oh, you rescued a Waddle Dee because you did this, you know? And then, I don't know, it's cool too, because it, like, if you miss some, it will reveal what, like, if you miss, because there's like five hidden ones, and then there's like the three like special challenges. And if you don't get any of them, like, when you beat the level, it'll reveal what one of them is. So you know how to do it. But it only does it one at a time. But mostly I've been, if I miss, I miss one of them. Just because there's some things that you're like at the end, it'll be like, oh, beat this boss, that mini boss in the level with this, with, you know, what, some certain copy ability or something like that. So, but I don't know. It's super fun. There's like tons of stuff to do. Tons to find. It's colorful. It's fun. The music is just in my head constantly. It's super good. I don't know. I'm having a blast with Kirby. Like, 3D Kirby. It's easy. I will say, you know, and
Kirby games always are.
And I actually did. There's two modes. There's like Spring Breeze mode and Wild mode. And Wild mode is like hard mode. And I actually just put it on Spring Breeze mode because I don't know. I just wanted to play a game and I'm having fun.
Sometimes
you know?
You just want to play a fun game and not worry about struggling with difficulty or dying or anything.
There is some, so there's like the levels, and then there's like trials that are throughout too, which, like, so for like each different copy ability, there's like a trial and there's times to beat it in. And those, some of them are actually quite tricky to hit. Like, I'm like, I'll beat one. And you, the good thing is you don't have to get the best time to 100% the game, which is good. But some of them just like, what, how could you do it? Like, it took me a minute and 15 seconds and the record, like the target time is 30 seconds.
Oh,
like,
geez.
What the fuck? How are you supposed to do that? I don't know.
More than cut your time in half.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But yeah, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, super fun. An energy spike was just detected in Metroid Prime. I think it's going to tell us to go, yep, to the left.
It's just telling us to go straight. Boop. Oh, and then over there.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's get to Metroid Prime. I've been playing Kirby, Smash, Animal Crossing. I feel like there's some other, I don't know. Kat and I have been playing these, like, Find the Difference games, which have been actually super fun to play together. Oh, we also we started Unravel 2.
Oh, I just started playing Unravel 1 because it's on Game Pass.
Okay.
I want to play.
Is that a single player game?
The first one was just single player.
The second one is a two player game, and it is super fun. Like, and it's awesome because, you know, like, there's a pretty big skill gap between us video game wise, but like, and you have to work together a lot, but also like some parts are just like platforming parts, and the second player can just, or either player can just jump on the other one's back and one player can do it. So like, I don't know. It's been pretty fun for us to like start going through and, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, we got to do this. And, you know, I don't know. It's just all puzzle solving.
Into that after we eventually beat It Takes Two.
Oh yeah. Well, I recommend Unravel 2 because we're having fun with it.
Cool. So. Yeah. Unravel 1's pretty cool. I'm like halfway through it, I think.
Cool. Anyway, let's get to Metroid Prime, Andre.
Yeah, man.
Let's, oops.
Uh-oh. What just happened?
I don't know. There we go. No, I just
ruined it for everyone.
I ruined it for everyone. Okay, so I got us a little farther in Metroid Prime.
Yeet me.
Not super far.
Suck it.
Drake's about to do a puzzle.
Wait, have you done this puzzle?
I did this very part right here. It helps to use your scanner, but yeah, that's what you gotta do. Put the ball in. So I got us the morph ball, the missiles, and the bombs. The morph ball bombs. And now we're on our way to a boss, I think. I didn't get us super much farther than we were, but I did get us a little farther. I'm fairly frustrated with the game. I think there's a timer on this. Because there's like some kind of like countdown happening. I don't know. Isn't that where you just were? No.
No, there's another one.
Another one. Okay. Oh, yeah. Drake's solving puzzles like a mofo over here.
It's activating some
lifts. Some little platformies. Okay. Yeah, I think there's a timer happening. No, that's the start. That's the start of the level up there. Oh, I see. But you got to get up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like I got to go.
I was a little frustrated with this game. If you die, you just go back to the save point.
Well, yeah, that's how games used to work.
I know, but like
Super Metroid and everything.
I wish things just saved more often, you know, like even if it's to a memory card.
It's not how games worked.
Ugh. Well, it's frustrating as fuck. What happened? Is it filling back up with sauce?
Probably.
Oh, my God. So what happens? Can you not get in there now? Because
oh my God, you have to go fast enough. No,
it's not activated.
Oh my God!
See, welcome to frustrating Metroid Prime, the worst video game of all time.
Just like the original Metroid.
Last episode, we were like, "This game is so fucking good." This time, no dice. Do you have to go down there, or do you have to go to that other one first?
I have to go all the way. Oops. To the first one, I think. Wait.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, I think you do. Oh, maybe just this one. Because that one's still lit up blue. Oh, yeah, because these are all down.
These are down. And there's no goop.
So at least the goop does not seem to be an issue.
Although it doesn't. Oh, okay. Yeah. That one did grab you. Okay. So Jurek's like getting into these little ball puzzles.
Slower, and then now I know what to do. So.
Right.
Or where exactly to go and how to get there.
Yeah, there's like a timer going.
Yeah, and I could hear it counting down before.
I wish that they gave you some kind of, I don't know, rather than just like the alarm buzzing, like gave you a, oh no.
Damn it. Jumped one too many times.
You're going to have to go back.
I'm just going to
wait
it out. I can't just like reactivate it right now.
I don't think so. Nope. I guess you got to wait till it's done.
Yeah, otherwise I'm never going to make it. It's going
to be done right now.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's some frustrating stuff about this game. I kept dying to fairly easy bosses. But it was frustrating because once you die, you got to go all the way back. And then, like, some of the save points are so fucking far away from where you were. It's like, really? I got to do all that again? And then again when you die again? Like,
I mean, yeah, had that issue in Super Metroid and stuff.
I guess. I don't know. Super Metroid never felt frustrating. Like, there was enough save points where they were close enough. These ones are not that close. I don't know. Okay, here we go. You made it. You gotta get up there. Boop. Awesome.
All right, activated. Stage 3.
Stage 3. Now you gotta get up to stage 4. Up. Oh, boy. You gotta
get up there and go through that door.
Okay. Which way do you go? Oh, you know it's this way? Back down?
I don't know. It didn't seem like there was another
I thought
way
you
to
jumped
go.
Out the window there, but... Oh, I see. Yep. Platforming, 3D platforming is a bit tricky.
Yeah, first person 3D platforming.
Yeah, first person 3D platforming. Sometimes you just
There's
fall
no
right
timer
off the edge.
Now, so.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
Made it.
Nice. This is as far as we've ever been.
Wait, did you do part of that puzzle before?
I just did the very first one, and then I was like, nope, I gotta go save before I attempt this. Unable to access magnetic rail system.
Oh,
we need the spider ball.
I'll get something that spider ball augmentation required.
That's okay. We'll just skip that. I bet. I love the morph ball tunnels. They're cool. I don't know. Oh, yeah. There's an energy tank. Nice.
Energy tank acquired.
That should be our second one. I got one earlier. So, yeah, I got an energy tank. I got missiles. I got a few different missiles. Two of them, I think. We only have 10
here.
Is that all that's in here? Sometimes. So if you press Z, you can look at your map. So I guess. Oh, no. There's a way to the right. Right? That's not the way you came.
No. But
look up. If you hold R, you can. Oh. It looked like there was a way, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Well, that's the way I came.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Are you? No, I think you came in the bottom there.
There's nothing in the bottom.
Yeah, there is. Isn't that a hole?
No.
Oh.
Just a rock.
Oh.
Like a big ass rock.
Classic.
It's not actually a big ass rock.
It looks like there's a way. Oh.
I think that's just a thing. Or.
No. Just a thing.
Well, like, I don't know. I don't think it's actually a way.
Well, that's why they call it a shortcut.
Data, fluid patterns analyzed.
Main source of toxins in runes detected. Oh, there it is.
There?
Toxin source located.
So is the whole point of this just, how do I get there?
I don't know. Through that one room there. It's orange. Back.
Wait, where am I?
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm going to go, I guess I'll pass a save point on the way.
Well, that's good. That's the same save point we were just at.
Yeah.
Why did it make you go all the way up here for an
Maybe
energy
it
tank?
Didn't. Why were we going this way?
Well, because it said energy. Oh.
Energy signatures.
Energy
is it,
source
is it like
detected.
A clue? Like, here's an energy tank if you want one.
I
something.
Assumed it meant like boss energy or some shit. Oh, I see. There is another way to go. You just need the spider ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually, I can go another way here.
Okay. So we'll have to note that for when we have a spider ball, which is probably like 10 hours.
Right. That'll be for you if you want to keep playing this game.
Yeah, I'm never playing this game again.
Let me through.
You can't get through.
Okay, well, game over, I guess.
Oh.
Oh, now it opened.
That's so weird.
Weird.
Oh, get
oh, my God.
Woo! Okay. I think you just go straight through there.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I think I just run through these things. I don't know what they do. I guess
hurt
they
me.
Hurt you. They're like green lasers. I don't know. They weren't hurting me in other rooms. Maybe they just weren't hitting me, but it is fun to blast guys like really quickly. Okay. Now this room is where I think So there's these mushroom things all over the place in this room. Don't hit those. those mushroom things down there.
Oh, no.
Like, you can hit them with your gun. You should, to get rid of them. But I think you can just jump down. Oh, no. You want to go
way down here. That's not the way I want to necessarily go.
That's not the way you want to go. I think you want to go. Yeah. You want to turn to your left and go. Yeah. You just want to go straight.
I
want to
go straight across.
Yeah. The 3D map is a little bit like, whoa. You can go up and see the bird's eye view too, which is, yeah. I think you just want to go straight down.
Oh, go down not, there, right?
Yeah, yeah. But jump over to the left a little bit. Yeah. Don't want to land in the toxic sludge.
Sure don't.
Oh yeah, I came through this way. That stuff, the steam gets on your visor. Oh, this room. Okay, watch out for these guys.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Now go. Once you hit them, you got to go because they'll come back. They're like these vines that come out of the wall. Yeah. Up here. Yeah. This is the way it's got to be, right?
Yeah, because I think I got to get up higher and go.
Up there.
Right up there, probably, maybe.
Yeah,
got to straight be. Across or something.
Oh, yeah. You morph ball it. Oh, boy. Here comes the guys. These guys do. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
In the sludge.
Oh, no. Oh,
get
no.
out of the grass! Oh my Stay god. Out of the lung!
Everything's trying to kill me! Oh my god, I'm stuck! Jesus.
Jurek just lost like all his life. Now you still have two energy tanks. Okay, now watch out though, because there's those green tentacles are like around. Get them.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Here he comes. Oh my god.
Trying to just like,
I think you can do it. Yeah, there we go. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Isn't this where you just were? Yeah, you got to go up.
Yeah, I know. I thought this was maybe climbing up this like middle thing, you know.
Well, that's how you got to that spot. This is exactly where you were before.
Oh.
So you got to jump up onto that bridge. There you go. What is that thing?
I don't know. I don't know what anything is.
There we go. Now, are those guys gone? Those fucking like dive bomby bugs, whatever they fucking are.
But I don't feel like, can I even make it through here?
I think no. You can bomb.
Can I bomb this?
Yeah. That's why they wanted you to go the other way first, to get the bombs. Because I basically recently got the bombs.
Okay.
Boom. Oh, the grass. If you shoot the grass, it goes away. Don't let these wasps. Oh my god, there he is. Yikes.
Got him.
Got his ass.
Oh, I missed one.
Ugh.
Gotta just take the hit.
I don't know why they give you bombs. Like, they just regenerate.
Yeah, is that what those are?
Yeah, I think so.
That seems weird.
Here we go. Now we're climbing trees. There's like this humongous tree. God. Okay.
Whoops.
Woo! Oh, it's just to your right.
My right. So, like, I just got to jump up here.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Just jump up there. You did it. Now the door is closed.
Now I can't make it through the door.
Here, use your scanner and see what it says about the door. D-pad.
Scan. This way.
This decorative gate is obstructing passage through the doorway. Four runic symbols adorn its surface. Matching symbols within this room must be scanned to gain access. So we saw a bunch of symbols. You got to go back and scan them. There's one.
Oh, there's one.
You got to scan it. Yeah. Use R. There we go.
This runic symbol has been activated.
Excellent. One.
Activated.
Okay.
Okay.
There was one on the tree somewhere down there. I don't know how far down. Maybe you can just like come around the corner here and like see a bunch.
I know. I'm like, we're just kind of like, look.
Use your scanner because the little orange box will come up if there's something you can scan.
There's one.
Overwhelming toxin levels have rotted all leaves. Oh my god.
Out of scanning range.
Toxicity levels critical. Contact with contaminated water extremely hazardous. Oh, there we go. That's got to be one, right? Nope.
A new creature's entry has been downloaded to your logbook.
Oh, cool.
Great. Thank you. Oh, my god.
Ah! Okay, there's one right around here somewhere. Like, turn around and look at the tree. Ah! Yeah, don't linger long by those things. I would go that way, yeah.
Hmm.
A lot of puzzle solving here in Metroid Prime.
Apparently.
There was one, like, turn around. There it is.
Oh, right there, yep. Okay. Symbol activated. So that's two.
That's two. The others, impossible. Nowhere to be found. Drake. Oh, well, you've got the thing.
Oh, well, here. Why don't you keep doing this?
Okay. I'll keep looking for symbols. Is that one? No.
And I am going to... Oh, there's something, but I don't think that's one of them.
Mm-mm. Okay, yeah, Drake's got... What do we got?
Oh, one right there to your left.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. All right. So I found this. There was an Ask Reddit a while ago, like a month ago. Where did it go? So it was, without saying its name, what's your favorite movie? So then it's just kind of, you know, kind of like we've done before with, you know, poorly described whatever. But this isn't necessarily describing the movie. Maybe it's a quote from the movie. Maybe it's just a brief description or something.
Okay.
So the first one should be easy. Yay, I'm a llama again.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Correct.
I was going to say new clothes.
My spinach puffs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I fell all the way to the ground.
After I got us. All the way up there.
Well, that's okay. I think...
Yeah, you can just... I don't think there was anything. There's I bet you it's probably higher up still.
You think so? Let's scan this. Get him in the book.
A new creature's entry. Blah, 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 blah. Or is there... No, it's not above that door, is it?
Ah!
Oh, my God.
Okay. No.
Hmm.
What else we got?
All right. We've got...
Have you read them all? Like,
no,
can I do some for you?
I have okay. not read them all. In okay. case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
I don't know.
It's a Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, The Truman Show.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, man.
That is a good movie. It's a real good movie. Oh, my yeah. God. God damn it. Oh, there it is.
Oh, it's on the floor. We made it.
There we
Scan
go.
Scan complete.
Okay, here we go.
Man finds hungry plants and it ends up being very hungry.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep.
I love that
music.
That's
what they were going for here.
Ah! The grass came back while I was waiting. That's not fair.
I've never seen a theatrical version of Little Shop.
Oh, you haven't? I've done it several times.
Yeah, I know. So has Abby.
It's fun. I love that show. There's two musicals I love. Little Shop of Horrors and Hairspray. Hairspray.
I've never seen Hairspray either, but it's coming to, it'll be in the Orpheums next season of like their Broadway touring shows.
Oh, and you're like season ticket holders, right?
Yeah.
Or so, Abby's mom is.
Abby's mom is, but there's also next year, there's coming Jagged Little Pill musical.
Yeah.
It's like a musical based on Alanis Morissette's fantastic album. Oh my God.
I'm going too fast.
Cannot believe you just did that. We were right up there.
We were right there. All right. Don't worry.
Canada.
Almost made it.
There we go. What movie is that?
Super Troopers. Super Troopers. Greatest movie. Okay. Do you watch, speaking of Super Troopers, Tacoma FD?
I have not watched it. I know it's on.
It's on HBO.
HBO. Okay.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
I keep meaning to. Oh, my God. Don't do that again.
I was
Get
gonna,
in there.
Was,
now you're just getting killed by that.
Take the hit.
Shit because you...
I'm going too fast.
Okay. Take the hit. Act hurt. Get indignant.
Classic Mighty Ducks. Okay. What am I walking on here? There we go. Okay, now that we've lost all of our lives.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait, is this what was behind the door?
This is what was behind the door.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get in here, even though I...
You're having some real troubles
what
getting
is going
through,
on
that,
here?
Through that...
Samus, get
oh
in
my
the
God.
Hole.
Get in the fucking
there
hole.
There we
Jesus
go.
Jesus Christ, you too good for the hole?
Get in your home. All right. Those doors require missiles.
Oh, okay. I thought it looked a little different.
Oh, boy.
Don't go into the long grass.
Ah!
I'm
in the long grass. I'm in the long grass. There we go. Okay.
Got to be like a save point around here somewhere, right?
Yeah, you would think so. There's no save points anywhere in this game. Okay. Okay. What's over here? Save? Nothing.
Nothing. Just literally a long nothing. Tunnel.
Okay. All right. Well, what's happening up here? Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Oh. So now we'll fight a boss.
Yeah.
I just lost all of our life.
Cool.
About ready to die. We're going to have to do all of that again. Are we ready? Here we go. Oh, my God. It's a humongous plant.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. It's Audrey, too. Hello, Seymour. Feed me, Seymour. Oh, my God. It's like it's some kind of bug.
Ugh. What the fuck?
This is gross.
It's like a praying mantis / caterpillar or some shit.
Oh, here.
Flagra.
What is... Oh, it's morph ball slot.
Morph ball slot. Oh, my God. Get out of... Scanning. Just shoot and it takes
I need
it
to. I want to scan
them. Oh, you want to scan that. Does it tell you like their weakness?
Yeah, but it won't.
Something? It just takes a while to scan.
I guess. All right, where's the morph ball slot that it's telling me about?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not in there.
Well. Oh, I'm not dead.
Well, yeah, you're basically dead.
Yes! We have 11 health
seven,
left.
Seven, three.
Run, Samus!
Zero.
Jesus Christ. This game is so stupid.
Continue from last save.
From last save. That was
saved in a long time.
Did we didn't go back and save? Oh, fucking
no, because it didn't actually take us past. It was, I think, and then, like, if I had gone one more room or something.
So now we're... See how far back we are now? We have to go get that energy tank again.
Well, we don't need to get that energy
tank. Yes, we do, to beat that boss. Fuck. All right. I'm just going to try and do it really quickly. I don't even know where I am anymore.
I don't know where you are either.
Oh, I got to go up. Okay. Let's see. This way. See these fucking mushrooms? Oh, my God. Metroid Prime, in hindsight, maybe not a game for the podcast. Yeah. I think this might be why we don't play like more modern games.
Yeah.
Because they take fucking forever.
They're just not as... They're not as, sit down and... play for a little bit kind of games.
No. They're involved.
I mean, some of them can be.
But do you see why I'm so frustrated? Because now we have to do all of that fucking shit again.
That does suck.
So, like, it'll say we've been playing for an hour, even though we've been playing for, like, 9. All right.
All right, let me find some more.
Oh, and I fucking fell.
Questions here. Hey, these snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Super Troopers.
Yeah.
I don't even know where I am.
A bunch of people walking, you drop off a piece of jewelry in a volcano, ends up taking 3 movies.
Lord of the Rings, right?
Yes. Obviously.
Obs. Oh, my God. I'm really frustrated with Metroid Prime right now. What did you start a stopwatch even? What are we looking at time-wise?
We're at like 45 minutes.
All right. We should be done with this dumb game.
David Bowie in tight tights with porcupine hair.
Labyrinth.
Babe with the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Hoodoo.
You do.
What power?
No.
Yeah.
Do what?
Oh, do remind what?
Me, remind the power me of the babe.
Oh, remind
I
me.
I saw
the
babe. My baby crying hard as babes will cry. What can I do? The baby's love had gone and left my baby blue.
Ah!
Nobody knew.
All right,
you made it.
I made it. Ugh, go through the fucking door. This is so stupid. I can't believe we have to do all this again. I can't believe we didn't save after we got the energy tank.
Yeah, that was
on
that
you,
was
Drake.
Bad. That was my bad. I don't remember where the save point is now.
It's like right back where we just were.
Mm.
And that, but it was on me to be like, "Hey, go save."
Yep. I just moved on, kept going. Kept on keeping on.
That's okay. That's
sometimes
okay.
That's what you got to do.
So here's where we started the episode. So that's good.
This weird little creature guy. He swallows us up in a morph ball.
A
and we bomb his ass to bits.
We bomb his ass. All right. Boop. Oh, I got to lay a bomb in there. Right. I was like, what's happening? Nothing's happening. Okay. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing all this again. This is just fucking infuriating. No. Samus, get in the goddamn hole. There we go. Where do I go? Right in here?
Yep. At least now, yeah, you just got to make it into this one, I assume.
This is the only timed one.
No, well, this, yeah, I think they're both, they're all timed, but just to make it to the next one.
To the next one. Oh, I got to put the goddamn bomb in.
And then you got
to
run over there and climb up those things and jump across the platforms.
Got it. And go around the thing. Got it. Okay. Boop. Come on, Samus, go.
You actually have a decent amount of time to make it there. I just dilly-dallied.
Except for these fucking guys.
Oh, they were dead by the time I was doing this.
Yeah, I didn't bother killing anything. All right. Here we go. In here, right?
Yep. Right there.
Fuck. There we go.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Now we're good.
Now we're good? There's no more time?
I don't think so.
Okay. Ugh. This is just... I don't think that boss is beatable, first of all.
I'm sure it's beatable.
It's the first real boss.
I've heard of people beating this game.
I've beat it before, but I've gotten much farther. I like back in the day, you know, I had this game, and I remember just getting to a part, though, that I just could not do with Space Pirates, and it sucked. So I stopped playing, and I never looked
back. Oh, so you haven't beaten it.
I've not beaten it. Gotcha. But I have, here we go. Oh my God. Okay. But I have played it and gotten decently far, but that was before I knew how, frustrating it was, you know, cause we just accepted it for what it was.
Right.
Okay. So we got the energy tank. Now we're going to go back and save. How do we get out of here?
Back up where you just were up there.
Okay. Here we go. There we go. Okay. Ugh.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, games like this, yeah, you definitely got to remember to save, and I did not.
Well, they also, the save points are so few and far between. Come on, door.
Yeah, it did this to me, too. It'll open in a second. It's like it unloaded what was in there or something and had to reload that section or something, I feel like. So it takes a second.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Same
there. Some doors just take a little time.
I'm just going through.
See, you didn't get hit.
I know. Oh, I just, like, that's, and I've done every single one of those like that.
Weird.
So that's why, like, I was like, oh, I guess they hurt.
Definitely
you.
Got hit by lasers.
Right.
Like 100%.
Incoming scan data.
Okay, so where's the save point?
Fluid patterns somewhere? Analyzed. Main source of toxic runes detected.
So over to the left.
Okay, and the save point is just to my left. Yeah. So yeah, we so should have like right done this down here.
No, it's just right there.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, at least we don't have to. Now we just have to get to. We have to do the fucking.
Yeah, but we know what to do now.
That's true. All right. Okay.
Wait. So where did we go?
We went.
You go in there now or no?
I don't remember.
I don't remember where you go now. Yeah, right to your left there.
No. Oh yeah, to my left. Yeah, you're right. Okay. There we go. Oh yeah, through here.
Yep. Vents.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I got all stuck. Okay. Okay. Fuck those guys.
So there's one to your right.
Oh, right here.
There.
There's one literally right below me, I think. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that one.
There we go.
That's two. You just got
to
keep
when
on
you know
climbing.
What to do, it really goes quickly.
Well, yeah. See? You know, it's... Not
okay, now I won't fuck this part up. And I fucked up.
Well, it wasn't this part.
Oh my God.
Oh, these guys are coming at you, though. It was the next part with the grass.
Oh my God.
Yeah, sometimes, though, it would be very nice if this was on something with, like, twin sticks.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to use the C-stick as one.
I know, like, it's right there. But
does the C-stick do anything?
No, I don't think so. Which is, like,
that also just seems weird.
Yeah. What is with these freaking bugs? Oh, my God. Did I get them all?
I think so.
Jesus.
And oh, my,
oh my God.
Go.
Okay. We have more life than we did last time.
All right.
So that's good. Wait, isn't there one more symbol?
I think it's up there, though, maybe on the tree when you...
No, I thought we...
I feel like I remember, yeah, you see one from up right up here, I think. If you go up there and then turn around, I think go all the way up. I feel like I scanned one. Yeah, right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the last one's right by the door.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I wish it would let me scan the boss, though, so it...
Well, it was. It just... The bar for the scanning was going up very slowly. Like, it takes a while to scan the boss, it seemed like.
I see.
Because, you know, when you scan something, a little progress bar essentially increases. For most things, it goes very fast.
Right.
But for the boss,
it goes slow.
It was going much slower, so you have to really work at it. It would be nice if they put more a save point, though. Like,
I feel like
did Super Metroid used to, I feel like there used to be like save points much closer to bosses.
Yeah,
like it knew, you know, you're going into a boss, so we're gonna give you.
So we'll just put one right here.
We'll put one right here
because you're likely gonna die.
Maybe there'll be some, you know, an energy fill up and stuff too.
Okay, do you want to try the boss?
Sure, man.
All right. I think you try it, and then we...
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll wrap up.
We'll wrap it up.
Maybe I can just find it on my thing. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Try and find more. I'm just going to try and find poorly described movies or something.
All right. So this giant...
Big-ass bug.
I assume...
We got to watch the cutscene.
You scan kind of like a bomb or a morph ball thing.
There's a morph ball thing. I think you got to get in there. I think you got to kill those...
Standard morph
ball
slot.
Yeah, but you should have read about that creature. Because I think... Oh, okay. Well, you're just hurting him.
Not much, I don't think, though.
Well, I don't know. Standard morph ball slot. So you got to get rid of the vines and then get in there and bomb them, I think. As he just fucking unloads on you.
God damn it.
When you're targeted, if you press B, if you just tap it, you'll do like a little dodge thing. Like a dash away. You got to be targeting, though.
So how do I... Oh, maybe I have to morph wall these or bomb those? No?
No, they just swat you away. Yeah, I think you got to, like... You got to scan him so you know what to do.
It's trying.
R will get you up there.
I know.
Object out of scanning range.
Damn it.
Just fucking fire missiles at him and shit. Because you were hurting him. Like, target him and fire missiles at him. Target his ass.
Trying.
Oh, there's a red thing. What is that red thing? You want to hit that. Yeah.
Oh.
There we something. Go. Oh, yeah. Now,
and now those go away. Now there. I got to get into one of these things.
Yeah. In we go. Bomb. Oh, yeah. He's pissed now.
Okay.
Oh,
so there's something else I had to shoot. Like, no, that can't be it.
Oh, the sun's getting on him. Oh, now he's growing extra tough. He's got razor sharp.
So I took out one of the sun things.
Oh, the sun things. So that's what you need to take out. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yep, that's...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There we go. Oh, maybe you got to do multiple. Oh, he knocked it back into place.
God damn it.
Oh, no, there he is. He's... So now I think you got to... Oh, my God. He just fucking... He put it right back where it goes.
How do I...
It's impossible. This game is impossible.
Stop it.
Now shoot him. Ah, you're dead.
Don't matter. I'm dead.
All right. This game's impossible. It's fucking stupid. I give it a 0 out of...
I mean, it seems fine.
I know. Cool. It's fine. Okay. Let's... It's time to move on for some final sips for final thinks. Jurek, Metroid Prime. Yeah, Revelers, we weren't doing shots again, in case you didn't know. Okay, Metroid Prime, Drake, how many wasp-like stupid enemies out of 10 do you give Metroid Prime for the GameCube?
I don't know. It does seem cool. I would like to play
more.
I agree. It's probably not a good podcast game, per se.
I think we get a little too into it, and...
It's tough. I mean, it's not crazy tough.
I don't know.
The boss is tough, but I feel like it's, you know, once it's you a puzzle out, in itself.
Yeah, once you figure out what to do, it's easy, but
yeah, like most bosses and stuff. You just gotta figure out what to do. It's just most bosses I feel like in Metroid resolve it's just like shoot them. This one clearly was not. Shooting it, but it was not really doing any damage to it.
Yeah.
It was taking away, like, maybe you can kill it like that, but I feel like it's going to take 3 hours.
How are you supposed to, like, the question is, how you got one sun thing, but then he knocks it back into place?
Yeah, that I don't get. But there's got to be some, I'm sure there was something else we were missing.
We weren't doing, yeah. I don't know.
Something, but, I mean, yeah, the game looks cool. It does, it's hard. You know, I think I talked about this last time in part one, that first-person shooters coming from a more more modern time now where I'm used to two sticks to, like, aim is tricky because I want to
look and strafe move at the same
and
time.
Move and do it like that. Whereas, and because maybe it's because I've never played this game before, so I struggle with the controls. Whereas, like, I can still go back to GoldenEye and play just fine because.
But also,
it's just muscle
in GoldenEye,
memory.
There's not a ton of shooting up and down.
Right.
It's mostly all on the same plane.
And there are you can strafe.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And look around. I wish you could do that.
Well,
in
you
this.
Can if you're targeting. You've got to hold the target.
Yeah.
And,
but I want to be able to just do that when I'm, like, moving.
Well, I know, but.
Stuff. I don't know. The movement, yeah. Is hard to go back to when I'm used to modern games now. But. Yeah. But yeah, it looks cool. It plays fun. Fine.
It's just frustrating. The lack of save points is pretty frustrating. Because you just got to get so far.
Yeah, you got to go quite a ways from save points and stuff. But I don't know. I enjoy it. I give it a 7.
7. 7 out of 10 stupid wasp enemies.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to... I played a little bit more of it, and I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay.
It's not my favorite. Honestly, the save thing is super frustrating. And, like, I played the same part, like, 4 times, and it's, like, at the beginning of the game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I don't know.
And it's still very early on in the game.
Yeah,
but...
I don't know. Yeah, so, I don't know. 6, not the worst, not the best. I don't know. It's fine.
And like we said last time, I would, if they remastered it or something on
which
the,
they
on
did,
the
I
Switch.
Think they,
yeah, we went over that. They did on the
Wii,
Wii,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
but we'll put it on the Switch, and I'd, you know, play it. Let people play through 1 through 3
I have a
to
feeling
get ready
that's
for 4.
Coming. I think
yeah.
Metroid Prime Trilogy is coming to get
Maybe
ready
we'll
for
see.
4.
Yeah,
they delayed it so that it comes out more near when 4 is going to come out.
Whenever that.
And did you just hear too that they delayed Breath of the Wild 2?
Yeah.
So that'll
to talk mention that. Yep. Breath of the Wild 2 into
spring
2023.
Which
I mean,
you know what,
I always kind of suspected that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
I didn't really think it was going to come out this year, considering we've seen and heard not very much about it.
We don't even
know
what it's really called.
Yeah.
So
I always kind of expected that. I assume we'll get something whenever they make it. There's no E3 now. It's officially been canceled.
Oh, it has.
It was going to, there was talks that it was going to be like a digital only event kind of thing, but now they even just a couple days ago were like, nope, no E3 at all.
Okay.
So, I mean, I assume Nintendo
They'll
will
do
still
a
have like
June,
a direct at
yeah.
that time. Microsoft will probably still just do their own kind of thing. Sony's been doing their kind of state of plays.
Yeah. All right. Well, Breath of the Wild 2, it looks cool. We saw a little bit more footage.
Oh yeah, they showed
in the announcement that it was being delayed
a little bit,
like 5 seconds more that we haven't seen.
You saw the Master Sword essentially all like
broken,
destroyed.
Yeah, yeah. I read a rumor that it's going to be called The Legend of Zelda: Breath of Duality, which sounds stupid to me.
That
sounds stupid. and I know that's probably just a stupid rumor that I read. You know, like. That is not to be taken. that's with a huge grain of salt right there. But,
right.
but yeah, I don't know. If they call it that, that sounds dumb. So
yeah, I mean, whatever. I'll still play it.
Yeah,
I'll play it. Yeah, when it comes out.
It sounds like there's the same overworld as before, the same regular world. Like now there's the floating sky, and they said there's even more than that. So I think there's underground too, is my guess. But yeah, that's.
I just hope they add some like more legit dungeons.
I think they probably will. I think it'll be a little bit. Well, maybe not. I don't know. I mean,
who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, Metroid Prime, pretty fine game.
Pretty fine. It's fine.
Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Metroid Prime, could they do that?
Sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, just to say hi. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Give us some game suggestions. We're doing GameCube, PS2, right?
Yeah.
Does your PS2 work? We don't know.
I still haven't dug it out. Okay.
PS2 and Xbox.
OG Xbox.
Not Xbox One. No. Not Xbox One. Yeah, so that'll be cool. And Dreamcast if we can get a hold of one. So, yeah. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week.
Sounds like it.
You want to take us out, Jared?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, boneless ladies.
Game on, boneless ladies. She don't eat the meat, but she sure like the bone.